Hello, thank you.
大家好。
It's a blessing to be back here again.
真的是神的祝福，我可以再回到这里。
And to share with you guys in person instead of just online.
跟弟兄姐妹们能够面对面的分享，而不只是在线上。
I know that I have a tendency of being very long-winded.
我知道我经常会超时。
But I will try to be somewhat briefer today, if possible.
但我会尝试着今天准时结束。
We want to try to do two things. We want to try to share a little bit about what the Lord has been doing in Nepal in the last 2 years.
那我今天想分享两个主题啊，一个是想跟大家讲讲在过去的这几年里面，神在尼泊尔在我们当中的工作。
And then I want us to spend a little bit of time reflecting on some stuff from the Word of God.
我也希望我们一起能够来思想一些主的话。
So yeah, our family, there's our family.
这是我们家里的照片。
Our boys have grown.
我们的孩子们看，眼见着他们一点点长大。
River is now 9.
我们家老大 River 现在九岁。
Ollie is 8.
Ollie 是八岁。
And Everest is 5.
Everest is 五岁。
I frequently get that wrong, but they are older now.
我经常会记不住他们的年纪啊，但是 ，you know， 我尝试着要把它记对。
But we can go to the next photo.
我们可以到下一页，翻到下一页。
So, maybe yes. Just to remind everyone, we are serving in Nepal.
我们在尼泊尔服事。
Nepal is in between China and India.
尼泊尔是在中国和印度之间。
I also just found out we are apparently the only country in the world that doesn't have a rectangular flag.
我刚注意到我们这个在尼泊尔好像是唯一一个国家是有这个三角形的国旗。
I thought there were other ones, but apparently we're the only one that doesn't have a rectangular flag.
我还以为别的国家也有三角形的国旗，但是我突然发现好像只有尼泊尔是这样。
You go to the next slide.
下一页。
We recently moved to a new location.
我们最近到了一个新的住所。
And this is the view from our new location.
Wow, 这是我们在新的住所啊，去眺望的时候所能看到的景色。
But this is only the view like 2 weeks out of the year.
这个是我们好像只在那儿，目前只住了两周的时间。
You go to the next slide. Usually it's like this.
Actually, 他说大概只有两周的时间是像第一张图那么漂亮啊，空气很新鲜，但是大部分时间都是这样灰蒙蒙的。
So last year we were really lucky that we became the world's number one country for air pollution. We did it. Yes.
他说，我感到很庆幸啊，去年尼泊尔成为了全世界排名第一空气污染最严重的国家。
But thankfully, we moved to a new location. You go to the next slide here.
那我们搬到了新的地方。
Thankfully, we moved to a new location.
我们搬去了一个新的住址。
We're so thankful for all the prayers and the support of many, many people in this church to help us be able to move.
我们真的非常感谢众弟兄姐妹，大家为着我们的祷告，为着我们的摆上。
We used to live in this valley where all the pollution just like came into the valley. We got to breathe it in.
Wow. 我们原来曾经是住在一个山谷底下啊，那个所有的那个空气污染全都是到这个山谷底下，我们每天就呼吸那样的空气。
Now we've moved up the hill a little bit, so it's a little bit better.
Okay, 现在我们就往山上挪了一点点，会空气会稍微好一些。
This is the house the day we moved in.
这是当我们搬家的那一天，这是我们所住的那个地方。
We had this really crazy time where we only had 2.5 months to build a house and renovate 3 other buildings, and we hit our deadline, and we were like, we have to move in. So the windows are just getting put into this house, and we're moving in at the same time.
Wow, 他说我们大概只有2.5个月的时间啊，我们不仅需要盖一所房子，而且还要与此同时有3所房子需要被这个叫什么需要装修就是有很多的事情都凑在一起，我们必须要达到那个期限，这样我们才能够搬进去。
Yeah, I learned how to weld so that I could help build the houses.
他说我学习了，我不知道 weld 是什么。
Well, then like.Putting two metal pieces together and
okay. 他说sorry, 可能做建筑的弟兄知道，是把两个金属的东西给他弄在一起。他说至少他学会了怎么样盖房子。
Yeah, it was wild. You go to the next slide.
下一页。
But this is our house.
这是我们的家。
We were able to start a small chicken farm, which was great.
他说我们现在开始可以养鸡，有一个养鸡的地方。
I'm not the biggest fan of them because they wake me up at 3 in the morning.
但是我并不太喜欢他们，因为他们每天早上三点钟这些鸡就把我叫起来了。
But while America was having like the egg crisis where your eggs were super expensive, we got eggs for free from our chickens.
哦，他说你知道吗？他在前些日子，我们在美国，我们都可能吃不上鸡蛋，一颗鸡蛋都成金鸡蛋那么贵啊。他说他们那里可以有免费的鸡蛋。
Yeah, you can go to the next slide. And this is the new property.
啊，这个是我们一个新的住处。
We're still working on it.
我们还在继续施工。
But it's a blessing that now all like 50 people who live with us now live on this property together with us.
啊，他说现在呢，我们有至少有50个人和我们一起住在这个楼里面。
Go to the next one.
下一页。
This is us building the prayer room.
哦，这是我们一起在那儿盖祷告室。
Most of the rooms when we were moving in, they looked like this. So like there was no electricity, there was no piping, there was no anything, and we had to do it all.
哦，大部分的这个房间啊，当我们搬进去的时候，没有管道，没有电，各样的东西都没有，他们要一点一点去把它装好。
We go to the next slide.
下一页。
And this is the prayer room now.
这个是现在的祷告室。
And you go to the next one.
下一个。
And so these are all the stuff that we're still doing in Nepal.
这个是我们现在在尼泊尔仍旧有的一些施工。
I know that many brothers and sisters in this fellowship are very familiar with what we're doing, so we're not going to share too in detail about it.
我们知道在座的很多弟兄姐妹啊，都对我们在尼泊尔的施工有非常清楚的了解。那我就在这儿不再每一个都详细的去讲。
But you can go to the next slide.
下一页。
We're going to just share a little bit about.How God has grown all those things, really.
我就想跟大家分享一下最近在我们当中的一些经历。
So our prayer room continues to grow.
我们的祷告室在不断的增长。
For the brothers and sisters here, they know that since January 22nd, 2018, we have been praying and worshiping 24/7 inside that prayer room.
大家知道，我们自打2018年1月份开始，我们在这个祷告室里面24小时不间断的都有弟兄姐妹在不断的祷告。
Moving that was.So challenging.
他说，这个实在是非常的一个对我们来说是一个很大的挑战。
But even through the move, we were able to continue doing it, even though at one point we were like in a room and the room was completely empty. We were still worshiping in there. But anyway,
特别是在搬家的时候啊，因为我们知道他们刚刚搬到一个新的地方，所以在搬家的过程当中很难能够去。坚持这个24小时的祷告，不过弟兄姐妹们还是坚持下来了。有的时候甚至他们是在一个空空的房间里面，什么都没有，但是他们还是持续的在那儿有弟兄姐妹不间断的祷告。
Go to the next slide.
下一页。
And these last 2 years, what we've actually seen is that many, many different fellowships, many even denominations from not just Nepal but all over the world have started to come to pray and worship and believe that God is going to reach Asia with the gospel.
在过去的这一年里面，我们实在看到神太多的工作啊！不仅仅说是在尼泊尔的这些信主的人加入我们，甚至从世界各地不同的宗派的人，他们都有加入我们。他们实在是看到了神的工作，神要在亚洲所要做的工作。
In the last 2 years, we've had these events where we've had 50 hours of non-stop live worship and prayer, praying for specifically.Asia.
我们在过去的这一年里面啊，有真的是长达五十个小时的不间断的聚会，弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜，一起祷告啊，他们里面实在被复兴啊，相信神要在亚洲做很大的工作。
And what's amazing is we've had people from Virginia come, people from Taiwan come, people from Korea come.
有人从弗吉尼亚，从韩国，从台湾，甚至飞到这个尼泊尔的地方和他们一起祷告。
And we've seen this particular meeting. We had like eight, nine different fellowships, all from different backgrounds, come together and say, we're going to unify and pray that God would come to Asia and bring salvations.
那在这张照片里面，特别是当时他们有大概八九个不同的聚会，在与此同时，从各个地方有大家都有不同的背景，然后我们聚到一起，一起来敬拜神，相信神在这个亚洲的工作会被复兴起来。
You can go to the next slide.
下一页。
Okay.We had a video there, but that's not going to work. Go to the next one. It's all good. Oh.
Why is white?
I don't know. Go to the next one, maybe? Maybe?
Oh,
it is there. It's just...
It's a video?
Slowly appearing.
慢慢显出来。
Let's see if that works. Maybe? No? Nope. Okay. Anyway, we wanted to show you guys a video of what the prayer and worship is like. But as everyone knows, the way we've grown is we've had the prayer room and then... As God has continued to grow a prayer room, God has bought family to become part of our family.
那我们知道啊，因为我们有这个祷告室，它在不断的成长，不断的扩张。那同时，神也把更多的人带到了我们的这个事工里面来。
And this is our children's home.
这是我们儿童之家。
And the Lord has grown the children's home a lot in the last 2 years.
在过去的两年里面，这个儿童之家实在是非常迅速的增长。
And I wanted to give Jenny, who's like the mom of our home, an opportunity to talk about our kids because she never gets a chance to talk.
我们邀请 Jenny, 她相当于是这个儿童之家的妈妈一样，我们希望她能跟我们有一些分享。
Hello, 你好。
你好，大家好。Hello, yeah, 这是她所知道所有的中文了。
We're very thankful to be here.
我们真的很感恩可以再来。
Most of you know that we've had for 9 years a children's home as well in Nepal.
大家知道我们在尼泊尔有这个儿童之家已经有九年的时间。
We always have in between 11 to 14 children over the last 9 years.
我们在过去的九年里面啊，经常就是大概在11个到14个孩子之间，大概就这么多孩子。
And as the children have grown, gotten older, they have graduated.And so we now have, we would say, 12 young adults outside of that home.
哦，他说在过去的这九年时间里面啊，这些孩子们他们都一点一点的长大了。如今，他们都已经成为了这个年轻人，一共有12个孩子了。
So now we also focus on raising up our young adults.
我们也要说去注意到他们的这些年轻人，他们如何成长。
So, We've been able to have a space for them at the prayer house once they move out of the children's home to become dependent.
所以当他们从这个儿童之家，他们要成长长大的时候，我们也会给他们留出来一个空间希望他们在这个祷告室里面可以继续跟大家一起成长。
So they've become independent, but also in a community setting.
他们就会更加的独立啊，但是他们是在我们这样的一个团体里面的。
Some of them, they have full-time jobs now in IT.
他们有的人是做这个信息的他有全职的工作。
Some are continuing their studies.
他们有的人还继续在学习。
We have one studying psychology to be Christian counselor.
有的人他是在学这个基督教的心理学啊，可以来帮助到别人。
Another doing accounting.
有人他是学了会计。
And we just sent one of our boys. He left and went to the UK to study medicine.
我们还送了一个小男孩，他去了英国去学医药学。
So as we're growing, the kids are getting older, and God is giving us. We ask for wisdom on how to raise them up in a healthy way.
那我们真的是不断的向神求智慧，怎么样能够把这些孩子们使他们能够健康的成长起来。
But the biggest blessing for us has seen the kids come out of the children's home, where they have a very strict routine. They're in the prayer room every day. They have a schedule, and see our children still choose to follow God and choose to have a relationship with the Lord in their own time, in their own way. That's been the biggest blessing.
那对于我们来说，最大的祝福啊，就是说这些孩子们虽然他们如今长大了，但是他们依然选择他们每天来到这个祷告室，跟弟兄姐妹们一起祷告。他们依然选择跟主有一个美好的关系。他们依然选择跟主一直跟随主的这条道路。
In the next slide, you'll see this year we prayed. Our staff said we are ready. We feel like we can take more children.
今年我们的这些同工们，我们一起祷告啊，我们心里面是在有感动，觉得我们可以能够接纳更多的孩子。
So we took these three siblings from a very remote village. There's the first picture, and there in the next picture is their first day of school.
所以我们就从一个很远的村庄里面啊，把这个三个弟兄姐妹们把他们接到我们当中。然后呢，在右边那张照片是他们在开学的第一天的时候照的。
And so we have a very strict process that the kids have to meet in order to qualify to come to our home.
我们有一个非常严格的标准啊，这样怎么样能够达到说是这些孩子们可以到我们当中来。
And in Nepal, school fees can be a big burden for families.
在尼泊尔的话，这个学费其实对一个家庭来说是很重的一个负担。
So as best as we can, we choose to keep children with a relative or someone who can take care of them and will sponsor their school.
所以我们对于这些孩子们来说，我们尽量希望说他们有一个家人或者有一个亲人能够跟他们在一起，那我们会为他们来支付所有的学费。
In the next slide, you'll see that we just do lots of celebration together. We tell people our life is like VBS 24/7.
我们经常一起跟这些孩子们一起庆祝啊，就好像是我们每一天都在不断的跟他们有这个暑期圣经学校一样。
There's four staff that live with our children full time, but then all the other prayer house staff, it takes everyone to raise the kids. Wow.
我们有四个全职的童工，他们是来负责照顾这些孩子的，但是同时在祷告室里面的童工，每一个人都非常的在这个儿童之家，他们都有份，他们都有服事。
So in the next slide, you'll see we celebrate every holiday together, every birthday together.
我们一起庆祝每一个节日，然后我们也为每一个孩子过生日。
All right, you can go to the next.One of the ways that we live in community and choose to be like the Nepali people is having many meals together.
我们因为我们生活在尼泊尔嘛，那我们要入乡随俗哈。那我们他们入乡随俗一个方式呢，就是要一起吃很多的饭，在尼泊尔就是这样。
So our kitchen, our main floor is filled with a big dining room table, so we can have community dinner.
当我们在一楼啊，有一个非常长的一个桌子，这样我们全体的人，我们大家可以一起在那儿吃饭。
So maybe four nights a week, we are having some community dinner at our house or someone else's house.
所以我们一周里面至少有四天，我们大家都是全体人，我们要不然就在我们家，要不然在别的弟兄姐妹家，我们大家一起吃饭。
All right, we can go to the next.This is just right outside our house and the buildings we have. We are having lots of campfires this winter.
这个就是在我们家的外面啊，我们在冬天的时候我们一起来生火。
We're just really blessed to have property that is a safe place for our kids to play and run and be together in community.
我们真的很感恩，我们可以有这样的一个家，给我们的孩子们，让他们可以安全的在这个附近来玩耍，来成长。
Okay, we can go to the next slide. Another way that we have been serving the people of Nepal is by helping the women in the nation.
我们还有一个方式来服侍尼泊尔的人是通过服侍在那里的妇女。
And so in order to stay in Nepal, we need a business visa, and this has been our visa to stay.
Okay, 如果我们要像我们家，如果他们需要待在尼泊尔的话，他们需要有一个叫做应该是商业的这个签证才可以。
You can go to the next. We've grown. Even more women have come to join in 2 years. You can go to the next.
在过去的两年里面，有更多的妇女们加入我们这个这个组织，也是在不断的扩大扩张。
You can go to the next. Yeah.So our women's community has grown, and it now makes up women from all different backgrounds.
这里面真的是这些妇女们，她们都是从不同的背景来到我们当中。
We have women who come to the sewing center. They work 9 to 5, and they are able to sustain their own families, support their children's school, take care of their needs.
因为他们有这样的一个开了这样的一个公司呢，所以他们就给这些妇女提供工作。他们就比如说，他们有朝九晚五的工作，他们在那儿去缝一些东西，这样他们赚得的钱可以来供他们贴补他们家里面用，还可以给作为他们孩子的学费。
We also have women now that live with us on our site at the prayer house.
我们还有一些妇女，她们就在这个祷告之家跟我们一起平时一起生活。
So we've created a women's housing, and that has women who have physical disabilities. They struggle with addiction. They struggle with mental health.
那我们还有一些妇女啊，她们跟我们住的，她们可能或许是有一些在精神上的疾病或者是她们有一些身体上的这些缺陷的她们都是跟我们一起生活。
This was a very beautiful moment where two of the sisters that live with us, they are physically handicapped, and they can't walk, but they do work and they have physiotherapy at our house.
那这两位姐妹的话，她们就是真的是身上有残疾的，虽然她们不能走路，但是她们可以用手去做工。那她们在我们当中，她们得救然后对。
And they came to us from a very broken family and a Hindu background.
她们是从这个印度教的背景来的，而且她们的家里面是支离破碎的。
But just they've been met with the love of Jesus, and they were baptized just before we came here.
那他们真的是被神的爱所遇到啊！在我们来到美国之前，他们刚刚受洗。
You can go to the next slide. This is just a beautiful testimony of one of our sisters we have taken in. She's been with us for 1 year now.
这是其中有一个姐妹，她现在跟我们有一年的时间了，在她身上有很多美好的见证。
And she came off the street working in the red light area of the city. And
她之前是在那个尼泊尔的那个红灯区的街上工作。
So we're counseling her in the first photo because she said, "I want to run away." After a few hours, she said, "I need to go."
当她在我们当中啊，只有几个小时的时候，她说：“不行不行，我要离开这个地方。”
And we're counseling her to stay. We're with you. You know, God can help you.
Yeah, 我们就跟她一起交谈。我们告诉她，你知道吗？神与你同在。
And so every month that she was set free from her addiction, we would celebrate with a cake. 1 month sober, 2 months sober, 3 months sober.
我们每一个月我们都跟她有庆祝啊，说你知道吗？你这个月你真的又得胜了，你胜过了你自己身上的这些捆绑。
So we're happy to say she's been with us 1 year now.
我们真的很开心，她现在已经跟我们有一年的时间了。
And she loves God.
然后她也非常非常的爱神。
All right. You can go to the next one. I think we'll go to the next one. Yeah, there. Well, thank you.
谢谢大家。
So you know, our family continues to grow.
我们的这个家在不断的扩大。
And as many people know, we have a free Bible training that we offer.
大家知道我们有一个免费的关于圣经的培训，可以给任何愿意参加的人。
It's called Bear Training.
叫做 Bear 培训。
But we don't train furry animals.
我们不是去训练动物，因为不是。
But we've trained a ton of local Nepali pastors and leaders from rural, remote villages who could not afford Bible training.
我们是训练那些在尼泊尔非常穷乡僻壤的那些牧师们，他们根本就没有钱去支付任何培训的费用，那我们来免费的培训他们。
This is a photo of our alumni gathering this year.
这个是我们校友见面会时候的照片。
It's about half of our students that have graduated.
这个是大概从我们这个培训里面毕业大概一半的学生嘛，在这个照片里。
We've had seven schools now graduate.
我们现在有七波学生已经从这个培训当中毕业。
We're super blessed that like about 80% of the students are still serving in full-time ministry in their villages.
我们真的非常非常的感恩啊，在这些毕业的学生里面，至少有80%的人，他们现在都还是在全职侍奉神。
You can go to the next slide.
下一页。
This is our graduating class from this year.
这个是我们今年的毕业的照片。
We had 24 students, the biggest student school we've ever had.
我们今年有24位同学从这个培训里面毕业啊，这是我们到目前为止最大规模的一次的培训。
We're really excited to go and start visiting them when we get back to Nepal to see what God is doing inside their villages.
我们真的非常的期待，当我们再次回到尼泊尔的时候，能够看到神在他们当中是怎么样的去继续的工作的。
You can go to the next slide.And so we've been visiting, so all of that happens inside the city.
这些都是发生在这个尼泊尔城市里面。
And so our home, in our prayer house and our home in the city has grown. We have 50 people who live with us normally, and then when the school comes, we have almost like 80, 85 people living with us on our property together.
那一般来说，我们大概每天有50多个人跟我们一起生活。那如果真的还有学校的话，再加上这些孩子们的话，每天至少要有80到90个人，我们大家是全都生活在一起的。
And we're super blessed that that community continues to grow, and the house of prayer and the prayer continues to continue in the nation of Nepal.
我真的非常非常的感恩啊！我们看到这个家在不断的壮大，而且我们也看到说这个祷告之家在不间断的每天24小时都有祷告。
And with more students, we have more opportunities to go to more villages.
我们有更多的学生呢，那我们就有更多的机会，我们走到尼泊尔的其他的这个乡村村庄里面去。
The air is considerably better in the villages.
这些在这些乡村里面，那边的空气会真的好很多。
And you can go to the next slide.
下一页。
And to get there, we have these really beautiful highways.
我们如果想到那儿的话，大家从这张图里面就可以看到有一个非常漂亮的公路，大家找到了。
Extremely safe, beautiful highways to get to the villages.
是一个又安全，然后风景又美的公路。
You can go to the next slide.
下一页。
And one of the things we've been doing in the last few years is we've started distributing Bibles in Nepal because many churches in Nepal do not have Bibles.
我们这几年在做的一件事工啊，就是说我们把免费的圣经去带给在这些乡村里面的教会们，因为他们很多他们都是不能买不起圣经的。
So, a few years ago, a brother told us, "We will buy you as many Bibles as you want. Just go and give them away for free."
那在过去几年里面啊，有一个弟兄他就跟我们说，你就敞开了去买吧，你不论你买多少，我都给你买单。
So last year we gave somewhere around 7,500 Bibles out.
哦，我们去年的话，大概是给出去了大概70,000本圣经。
Using our extremely high quality Amazon 2-day Prime delivery service.
用我们这个亚马逊两天的快递的运送的这个服务。
You go to the next slide. So we get to carry them up the mountain. You go to the next slide.
我们必须要搬着这个箱子，然后走山路。
We go to the next one.
下一页。
So, yeah, we get to carry them up the mountain. It's a lot of fun. We go to the next one.
很有意思啊，当我们背着这些箱子上山的时候。
And I can't, you can go to the next slide. And I can't tell you the joy we have when we get to give somebody their first Bible.
我真的很，我无法用我的言语来向你们表达，我心里面是何等的喜悦，当我看到这些人，他们第一次手里面拿着他们自己可以有的圣经。
The guy with the glasses?
这个奶奶是吧？
He's 71.
Oh, 他71岁。
He's been a believer for like 20 something years.
他已经信主20多年了。
And he never had his own Bible.
他从来没有过自己的圣经。
In his church, there were 8 people sharing a Bible.
在他们的教会八个人才分享一本圣经。
So we were able to give him his first Bible.
我们真的有机会可以把他的第一本圣经送给他。
And he got the Bible.
他拿着圣经。
And he looked at us.
他看着我们。
And he was like,Somebody has to teach me what's in here now.
现在得有人教我这个里面在讲什么。
And somebody told them we had a Bible school.
有人告诉他说我们有一个这个圣经学校。
So he said, I'm coming.
我要来。
So he was the oldest student we've ever had at our Bible school, 71 year old.
他是在我们这个圣经学校里面年纪最大的一位弟兄了，他71岁。
And now we send him back to his village.
我们现在把他送回到他的村庄里。
And now he walks around the village with his stick.
他现在一边拿着他的拐杖走在他的村庄里
sharing the gospel in his village.
他在村庄里面他就去传福音。
He's a little bit deaf.
他有点听得不是很
清楚。So he kind of just yells at people.
他就是用很大的声音去跟别人讲话。
But it seems to be working because people in his village are getting saved, so we're excited to go visit him pretty soon.
我们真的是很开心啊，虽然他好像讲话很大声，但是好像他村庄里面人开始有人开始得救了。
He was telling us, like, you need to come visit soon because I'm going to die, but I'll die preaching the gospel. We're like, okay.
他说你要赶紧到我的村庄来，因为我感觉我要被主接走了，但是我在被主接走之前，我还是要不断的传福音。
You go to the next one.
下一页。
This is us giving Bibles out, which is so fun. You go to the next slide.
下一页。
We've had the opportunity to continue hosting conferences all throughout the nation to share the gospel.
我们在尼泊尔，我们就不断的去办这些宣道会，然后去传福音。
Usually we go house to house to house to house and share the gospel.
我们一般是挨家挨户的去传福音。
But at this particular one, we held a huge conference.
但是这一次，在这个照片里面，我们是办了一次非常大型的布道会。
We had planned that 200 people would come, 600 people came.
我们本来预计大概可能只有200个人能来，但是实际上有600个人来。
You go to the next slide. And I love these pictures because of it reminds me of how much bigger God can do things than we expect.
这个让我特别特别的喜欢这两张照片啊，因为这张照片实在是提醒了我，神所能够做的远远超乎我所求所想。
So the man who's by himself in that photo, that man, he was the witch doctor of the village that was next to where we were holding the conference.
所以这个人就是那个在应该是你们这边的那个照片，那个人他自己，他是一个巫师。他们当时在那儿传布道会的时候，他的村庄就在他们布道会的旁边。
And he had a stroke or something, and he ended up being paralyzed down the whole left side of his body.
他当时有中风啊，他整个左边的身体就已经瘫痪不能动了。
And he had tried all of his witchcraft to heal himself, but it didn't work.
他试了一切他自己所能试的巫术啊，但是他都没有得到医治。
And that day he had heard us worshiping at the conference because we were really loud.
当时他因为我们有很大的声音，我们在那儿一起唱歌的时候，他听到声音他就过来了。
And he decided, let me go see if the Christians can heal me.
他就说，嗯，让我看看这些基督徒他们能不能把我治好。
So he came to the conference.
所以他来到我们这个布
道会。And at the end, when we invited everyone who wants to give their life to Jesus to come up, or we invited anybody who wants to get prayer to come up, he was carried up.
嗯，所以当时我们就说啊，我们邀请所有在场的人，你们愿意信耶稣的，你们都可以到前面来。那当时他是被人给抬上去的。
And he was wearing all these idols.
他身上好多的那个偶像。
But he asked me to pray for him. I started praying for him.
他让我为他祷告，我就为他祷告。
And as I was praying for him, this old man started yelling at me.
当我为他祷告的时候，这个人突然他就冲我大喊大叫。
This old man behind me.
他说我后面的那个人就冲我大喊大叫。
And this old man was like, "You can't pray for this guy. Don't pray for this guy."
他说你不能为这个人祷告，不可以为他祷告。
And I was like, "What? Why?"
他说为什么？
And this old man said, "I'm the pastor of."The village that this man is a witch doctor of.
他说我是这个村庄的牧师啊，这个人他是一个巫师，你不可以为他祷告。
This witch doctor is very bad. He curses our church and he curses the people in our church.
他说这个人他诅咒教会，他诅咒我们教会的人，你不能为他祷告。
And then they get sick and it's bad. Don't pray for him.
然后你看他现在如今生病了，不要为他祷告。
And I was like, no, calm down, calm down. And then him and the pastor start fighting, and I'm like, no, everyone calm down.
然后这个巫师和这个牧师他们俩就打起来了，然后我就让他们俩都先冷静下来。
So I calmed them down, and I told the pastor, let's just pray for him and see what happens.
那我们就为他祷告，我们看神会怎么做。
And his arm started moving.
然后他的这个胳膊就突然开始可以动起来。
And then he started being able to walk a little bit with his leg.
他开始这个脚可以开始能够挪动一点，能够走动。
I remember he looked at me.
他看着我
and he said, "Do you think I should take off all these idols?"
他说你觉得我应该把这些偶像都取下来吗
？I was like, "Probably be a good idea." I don't, you know.
我觉得您确实应该这样做 ，right?
So he took them off. He gave them to us.
他就把这些偶像都拿下来，然后给我。
I threw them out later.
我就把他们都扔掉。
But we prayed for him again.
我们就再为他祷告。
And then he started walking and moving his hand like he was never paralyzed.
那他就真的是像一个正常人一样啊，可以行走，可以行动，都没有任何阻碍。
So then he called his family. So the other photo is his family.
那另外一张图，那我们看到不光有他，还有他的全家都来了。
And his family came.
他们全家都一起过来。
And he said, "All of us need to follow Jesus."
然后我们要一起信耶稣。
The whole family gave their life to Jesus.
他们全家都把他们的一生都献给了。
Which is super awesome.
真的是非常的奇妙。
But on top of that.
在除了这，在比这个还有更好的。
Like a few months later.
过了几个月之后。
I call one of our brothers who's serving in that area.
我给了一个在那个地方服侍的弟兄给他打电话。
I said, "How's it going?"
我说怎么样，事情怎么样
？How's this witch doctor guy doing? Is he still following the Lord?
这个巫师，这个原本是巫师的这个弟兄，他现在怎么样？他还有没有在跟随主
？And my brother there said, "Yeah, he's still following the Lord. Not only is he following the Lord, him and that pastor, they're best friends now. They serve together."
他说你知道吗？现在这个巫师和之前那个牧师。他们俩已经成为了最好的朋友，他们一起在侍奉主。
And so I love that story because, you know, God not only saved this one guy and his family, but he changed the whole community.
所以神，我们看到他不仅仅只是救这一个人，或者说救他的全家，神整个改变了他们所在的这个村庄的人。
And now their community now is seeing so many people come to the Lord. And it all it took was this pastor.Softening his heart a little bit and saying, "Okay, I'm not going to judge this witch doctor guy. I'm going to still choose to love him."
Yeah. 所以，当我们看到这个在这个团体里面，在他们这个村庄里面，越来越多的人信主，那所需要的是什么呢？就是当初这个牧师他的心里面能够稍微柔软一点，是吧？就说我不再去判断这个巫师了。虽然他原来做了这么多的不好的事情，但是当我们愿意为他去祷告的时候，神真的可以做非常奇妙的事情。
Go to the next slide.
下一页。
Another community that we've been seeing get transformed is the slum that we work in.
这个是我们去那个贫民窟的地方。当时我们看到这个地方，他们是怎么样被神所转变的。
So the river behind us is black because it's actually black.
我们看到这个照片后面啊，那个河它是黑色的，它是真的是黑的。
And when I first went to Nepal, I said I will never go in this river because it's like toxic waste. I'm not going in this river.
我第一次去尼泊尔的时候，我当时我心里面就想，我是绝对不会进这个河的，因为这里面肯定全都是有毒的东西。
And for the 13 years I've been there, I managed to never go into this river.
在过去的13年里面，我真的是我保证我不会。 用我的脚踏入到那个河里。
And so God decided to bring the river to us.
但是神决定了要把这个河带到我们当中。
So last year it flooded for the first time at Kathmandu in a very long time.
哇，所以在过去的13年里面啊，这个加德满都就是尼泊尔的首府，第一次发生了这个洪水。
And this whole river came up into the city, and the slum that we've been working in, large portions of it got washed away, including the church that we built many years ago got washed away.
所以说当这个洪水起来的时候啊，哇，一下就到达了我们住的地方，而且把我们之前在前几年在那个贫民窟里面建的那个教会全都一下都洗平了。
No, what was really beautiful was I think we had just moved into our new property. I think we'd only been there for not even a month.
我们好像在我们新住的那个地方还不到一个月呢。
And I get a call that morning.
哦，我那天早上就接到一个电话。
And our brother who's the pastor inside of slum goes, hey, I have like 30...families here who have no place to stay. Do you have anywhere for them to stay?
我说那个人就跟我说，哎，你知道吗？现在因为发了这个洪水，我们这边有大概30多个家庭，他们都无家可归。你们那里有没有地方可以收留他们？
Long story short, that day, all of them moved into the house of prayer with us.
哇，所以那30多个家庭，他们那一天都跟我们一起搬到了祷告之家里面住。
For the next 2 weeks, we were in the slum rebuilding everything so that they could go home.
所以我们在那个之后的洪水之后的两周里面，我们就一直在这个贫民窟的地方，然后重新的为他们建造他们的家。
So you just go to the next slide. This is us rebuilding their plumbing. You go to the next slide.
这个是给他们建造那个管道。
This is us digging out all the homes of very very fun things. You go to the next slide. This is us digging out their home of fun stuff.I'll leave it to your imagination of what fun stuff is.
哦，这个是他们一起在盖房子的时候啊，他们也觉得非常的开心。
Go next slide. This is us helping rebuild with extremely high-tech technology.
哦，这个是他们一起在盖房子啊。
Go to the next slide. And this is the church we built them, the new one.
哦，这是一个我们现在一起聚会的那个教会。
And what's beautiful is we're seeing so many people in the slum come to Jesus.
哦，我们看到在贫民窟的这些人，有很多人他们都来一起来信耶稣。
When our brother who serves there started the church many years ago, there was only about like 20-ish people. Now there's like 80.
说一开始我们那个弟兄在那个贫民窟那个地个教会服事的时候，只有大概20个人的信主，那现在已经至少有80个弟兄姐妹在那儿一起聚会。
And we're so blessed to be able to support him and support the after-school program that he's running there now.
我们真的很感恩，就是我们可以能够支持他们在贫民窟的那个施工，而且我们也可以支持在那里面的孩子们，让他们有上学的机会。
Go to the next slide.
下一页。
But I wanted to look a little bit at the Word of God here.
我们一起来看一点主的话。
Very briefly, and then.We will pass it on to his next. But in Galatians 6:9, it tells us, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
Sorry. 在加拉太书第六章第九节提到说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
You know, I've been in Nepal for 13 years. Jenny's been there for 11 years now.
我现在在尼泊尔已经13年，然后 Jenny 已经在那儿有11年。
And when we come and we share what God's doing in Nepal, it's difficult because you know it's oftentimes we share all the good testimonies of what God's doing.
那有的时候我们来的时候，我们觉得哎有点为难啊，好像因为我们总是跟大家讲这些神在尼泊尔非常美好的见证。
Because nobody really wants to hear the difficult stuff that's happening, right?
因为我相信在座的弟兄姐妹，好像你们也不一定愿意去听我们所遇到的这些困难。
And it's hard because you know we need to. Oftentimes, when we come and share, you know, we don't. It's difficult for us to be necessarily like. People always think that we're heroes. Like we're like super missionary heroes out there doing amazing things.
所以可能弟兄姐妹们看我们，总觉得我们好像像那个超级英雄一样，然后可以做很多不同的事情。
But that's just not true.
但是这并不是现实。
We face the same challenges and the same difficulties and the struggles that everyone else faces.
我们跟你们一样，我们也面对很多的困难，我们也面对很多的挑战。
We wrestle with the same doubts and the same questions and the same fears that everyone else wrestles with.
我们跟你们一样，我们也同样面对怀疑，面对恐惧，面对很多这些压力。
And the Lord's been reminding us in this last season that this promise here in Galatians 6:9 is true.
那神就在过去的这段时间里面，一直借着这个加拉太书这句话，在提醒我神的话是信实的。
It's been true since the time of Jesus till now.
这句话从耶稣说的的那个时候到现在一直都是真的。
You go to the next slide.
下一页。
When we, I want to take you guys back a little bit to Easter Sunday.
我愿意跟大家一起来再想一下复活的那个主日。
And to try to encourage you on how we cannot give up, how we can choose to stay faithful so that we will see the harvest.
那我们怎么样能够不丧志？我们怎么样能够不灰心？我们怎么样能够不气馁？一直到我们能够收成的时候。
How we have chosen to try to stay faithful so that.We can see God move in the nation of Nepal.
我们怎么样能够一直能够信实，然后看到神在我们当中的工作
？When it comes to Easter, we often talk about Good Friday and we talk about Resurrection Sunday.
我们一般想到这个复活节的时候，我们一般经常会提到受难日或者是这个复活的主日。
But we almost never talk about the day in between.
但是我们好像从来没讨论过说在周五和周日之间的那天。
And that day in between is actually my favorite day.
他说其实那个周六才是我最喜欢的那天。
Because that day in between is kind of like where we are right now.
他说周六的那天就好像现在我们正在现处的这个光景。
As we wait for Jesus to come again.
当我们在等耶稣再回来。
And what's interesting is when we look at that day in between Good Friday and Resurrection Saturday, there are a couple of different responses that the people who follow Jesus had.
当我们看到好像在中间的这一天我们看到大家会对这一天有很多不同的反应。
The disciples,had four different very terrible responses.
他们有四种非常不同，然后又不太好的反应。
And what's interesting is those four responses that the disciples had are very similar to what we struggle with when we're faced with difficulties or disappointments.
但是这些门徒们他们的反应，其实恰恰也正是今天我们对着主以后再来的一个反应。
Jesus has died.
耶稣死了。
He's in the grave.
他在坟墓里。
Clearly, the disciples didn't understand what he said that he was going to come again.
很明显，这些门徒们他们不太清楚当时主讲的是什么。
It tells us in John 20, verse 19.
在约翰福音二十章第二十九节里面。
It says, on the evening of that first day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you."
说那日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
So Jesus dies on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上为我
们。And it tells us these disciples who had followed him for 3 years. What did they do? They run and they hide and they lock the door.
那这些跟随耶稣的门徒他们做什么了呢？他们跑了，然后他们把门关上了，他们都躲起来了。
When faced with disappointment, when faced with fear, when faced with tribulation, their immediate response.Is let me hide and protect myself.
当他们害怕的时候，当他们失望的时候，当他们不知道不知所措的时候，他们所做的就是把自己关起来，然后把自己保护起来。
It's this selfish response where they're like, "Oh, I am the number one priority. My life is number one priority. Let me shut the door. Let me not help anybody else, and let me make sure I'm safe."
那我们当这在这种紧急情况之后，我们这个自私的本性一下就出来了，就是说，哎呀，我就是第一，我自己是优先的，我先保护好自己，不要有生命危险。
That's the temptation we face, right?
这就是我们经常的光景。
When bad things happen,
当不好的事情发生的时候。
When we're faced with disappointment,
当我们面对这些失望的时候。
That's one response we could have.
这是我们一种有可能的反应。
And that's a response that we are often faced with in Nepal as well.
这也是经常我跟 Jenny 在尼泊尔可能所会面对的。
The question being, do we shut the door or do we keep it open even when?Difficult things are happening. There's disappointment.
当困难发生的时候，那我们实在是要把门关起来，还是我们把这个门打开
？Another response that the disciples have is in John 20, verse 25.
那下一个的话是在约翰福音的二十章第二十五节，是门徒的另外一个反应。
To summarize it quickly, the disciples tell Thomas, "We saw Jesus."
当那个门徒们他们跟多马说，哎，我们看到主了。
And Thomas says,
多马说。
Unless I see in his hands the mark of his nails and place my fingers in the mark of the nails and place my hands in his side, I will never believe.
但是多马却说，除非我看见他手上的钉痕，我用指头探入那个钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
What happened to Thomas?
多马发生了什么？
Faced with disappointment.
他在面对失望。
Faced with tribulation.
他在面对逼迫。
Faced with difficulty.
他在面对困难。
His heart grew hard.
他的心变硬了。
He became bitter.
他变得苦毒。
And he became cynical.
他变得非常的这个不知道去如何应对。
This is another response that we are tempted with, right?
这是另外一种我们有可能的反应，是不是？
The statement that person will never change.
我们就在想，哎呀，这个人，他永远不会改变。
That situation will always be that way.
啊，这个情况也不会改变，就这样。
That person's heart is too hard.
这个人的心他太硬了。
We get hard and bitter and cynical.
我们的心里面就变得坚硬啊，变得苦毒。
Another response. You can go to the next slide.
那下一个反应。
Luke 24 verse 21.
在路加福音二十四章的二十一节。
This is Jesus walking on the road to Emmaus.
当时他走在这个Romaeus.
Emmaus.
Emmaus. Where? 哦，伊马忤斯的路上。Okay.
They're walking on the road to Emmaus. There's two disciples.
当时有两个门徒。
They're walking away from Jerusalem.
他们是这个在往要往回家走。远离耶路撒冷。
Jesus comes up to them.
耶稣来跟他们说话。
Says, "What are you talking about?"
说你们在聊什么
？And they get angry at Jesus.
他们就有点生气。
Like, didn't you know what happened?
你难道不知道发生什么了吗
？And they come to this verse in 24 verse 21, chapter 24 verse 21.
那他们就提到了这个二十四章二十一节这句话。
Where one of the brothers says, "We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, this is now the third day since these things have happened."
他说：“但我们素来所盼望的要赎以色列民的，就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就，现在已经三天了。”
They go like, "We had this hope."
我们本来有盼望的。
But now there's no hope.
可是现在却没指望了。
We've given up.
我们放弃了。
And we're walking away from this now.
我们就默默地走开了。
That's the temptation we face, right?
这个就是我们所面对的一个试探。
When you're faced with difficulty and disappointment.
当你面对失望，当你面对
困难的时候 trials and tribulation, the temptation is to just give up.
当你面对试探，当你面对逼迫的时候，你想，我就放弃
了。Which brings us to number four. Which brings us to number four here.
那有第四个。
We'll just read verse three here.
我们就读第三节。
Simon Peter said to them.
那个西门彼得跟他们说。
I am going fishing.
我要去打鱼了。
What happens?
发生了什么
？Simon Peter's response is what?
他的西门彼得他的反应是什么
？I'm just going to go back to my old life.
我就回到我原来的，我重操旧业了。
Faced with difficulty, trial, and tribulation, Peter just goes, "You know what? I'm just going back to my old life."
当我们面对困难、面对逼迫的时候，我们就说什么？我们回到我们原本的生活当中去吧。
Right? These four things are what we're tempted with all the time. Even me and Jenny are tempted with these things.
我们经常是被这四种情况，我们在不断的被这四种情况来试探。我们每个人都是这样。
When our children get sick, sometimes we're tempted to think, like, why don't we just go back to the West, where there's good healthcare for our kids?
当我们的孩子生病的时候，有时候我们就会在想说，我们为什么我们不就直接回到美国？那儿有更好的医疗系统可以医治我们的孩子。
You know, when stuff is really stressful and we're exhausted, we're tired, we're like, why don't we just go back to the West and get a normal job?
他说为什么当我们那么疲惫不堪的时候，我们为什么就不能回到美国？我们就有一个正常的生活，像一个平常人一样。
All of us are faced with these exact same four temptations.
我们每一个人都在面临这样四种同样的试探。
And yet, on that Saturday, there was another response.
但是在那个周六，同样还有另外一种反应。
If you go to the next slide.
下一页。
One of my favorite people in the Bible.
我在圣经当中最喜欢的一个
Mary Magdalene
是那个莫大拉的玛利亚。
In Luke chapter 8 verse 2, it tells us that Mary had seven demons cast out of her.
当时在路加福音第八章第二节里面提到这个莫大拉的玛利亚，主从她的身上赶出去了有七个鬼。
And if you read through all the rest of the Gospels,
如果你读了所有的福音书的话
，After that story,
在这个故事之后。
It tells us
告诉了我们
that Mary was with Jesus wherever he went.
这个玛利亚，她就跟随着耶稣，不论他去到哪里，她都跟着他。
In Matthew 27,
在马太福音二十七章
verse 55 to 56,
在五十五节和五十六节。
This is at the cross.
这是在十字架的那儿。
After all the disciples have run away and hid,
当所有的人都离开了耶稣
，Who's at the cross?
谁在那个十字架
？It tells us that Mary Magdalene
是莫大拉的玛利亚
is right there at the crucifixion.
他就在那儿看着耶稣被钉，
Jesus,
看着耶稣被钉。
The Messiah,
他看着耶稣，
the hope of the world,
看着这位救主
is dying on the cross.
他看到我们的救主被钉在十字
架。All these disciples have given up.
所有这些门徒都放弃了。
Mary's still there.
但是玛利亚仍旧在那儿。
Mary's still there.
玛利亚还在那儿。
Mark 15.
在马可福音。
Verse 46 to 47.
在十五章的四十六节到四十七节。
It tells us Jesus comes down off the cross.
他们说，跟耶稣说，哎，你有本事你下来啊。
A man named Joseph gives his tomb so that Jesus can be buried.
当耶稣他死了以后，那有一个人，他叫约瑟，他把自己的坟墓给耶稣，让耶稣来守。
And at the tomb.
在那个坟墓里面。
Disciples are gone.
门徒都跑了。
But at the tomb.
但是在那个坟墓。
It tells us that Mary Magdalene is there, verse 47.
我们看四十七节。
Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.
那我们看到说这个莫大拉的玛利亚，还有这个约西的母亲玛利亚，他们看到了安放耶稣的地方。
You can go to the next slide.
下一页。
One of my favorite stories in the Bible.
这是我在圣经里面最喜欢的一段故事。
Matthew 28.
在马太福音二十八章。
It tells us that after the Sabbath.
当在安息日之后。
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to see the tomb.
莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚，他们来看坟墓。
This is hilarious.
这个真的是让人想起来都非常好笑。
I imagine Mary, Magdalene, and Mary hanging out with the disciples. They're getting things ready to go see the tomb.
我在想象啊，说这个莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚，他们准备好了，他们本来跟门徒在一起的，但是现在他们要准备去那个坟墓那儿。
And Peter looks over at them.
但是可能那个彼得在看着他。
Peter's like, "What are you doing?"
哎，你在干嘛？你要干嘛
？And they're like, "We're going to the tomb."
我们要去那个坟墓那儿。
And Peter's like, "Do you want to die?"
你是不是想找死
？I'm going fishing. Why are you going to the tomb?
我要去打鱼了。你干嘛要去那个坟墓
？Mary Magdalene doesn't care.
但是莫大拉的玛利亚不在乎。
She doesn't care that there's a legion of soldiers outside the tomb that's supposed to kill whoever comes to the tomb.
她不在乎是不是在耶稣的坟墓外面，那儿有一群的军兵在那儿等着要杀任何来去到靠近那个坟墓的人。
She's going to be with Jesus.
她要去跟耶稣在一起。
Whatever it takes.
不论要她要付什么样的代价。
Even if it costs her her life.
甚至要让她付上她自己的生命。
She starts to walk, and in verse. Two, it tells us that a great earthquake hits.
当时提到他在路上走的时候，突然就发生了大地震。
And that doesn't stop her.
但是这个也没有制止他。
She gets to the tomb.
他到了那个坟墓。
And there's this giant angel there.
那有一个主的使者坐在那儿。
This angel that knocked down all these soldiers.
这个使者把这些军兵全都把他们撂倒了。
And that doesn't stop her.
但是这个也没有制止他。
You see, nothing in heaven, nothing on earth.No man, no woman was going to stop Mary for being with Jesus.
你看到没有，在天上，在地上，不论男人、女人，不论任何的人，都没有任何一个人能够制止玛利亚她想要跟主在一起的心。
Not even death and hope, the circumstances looking hopeless, is going to stop Mary from being with Jesus.
甚至说死亡，甚至说她可能她都不知道她会不会看到主，她有什么样的盼望。他都不知道，但是他要与耶稣在一起。
She's gonna stick with Jesus no matter what.
他要与耶稣在一起，不论发生什么。
And the best part.
那最好的。
Verse 7.
在第七节。
The angel tells Mary.
这个天使告诉玛利亚。
He is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him.
他说他要在你们以先去加利利。
But then in verse 8, they start to run.
然后这个就看到玛利亚，他们就跑开了。
Towards Galilee.
他们就跑到加利利。
But then in verse 9 it tells us.
但是第九节告诉我们。
And behold, Jesus met them and said greetings.
但是耶稣突然向他们显现。
Mary doesn't even make it to Galilee.
玛利亚她还没有到加利利呢。
She doesn't even make it to Galilee.
她还没有到达加利利。
She just starts to run after Jesus and Jesus shows up.
她就一开始她就去跑啊，然后耶稣就向她显现。
Verse 10.And then Jesus said to them,
耶稣对他说
"Do not be afraid."
不要害怕。
I love this story.
我喜欢这个故事。
I love that Mary didn't make it to Galilee.
我喜欢这个玛利亚，她都还没有走到加利利。
I love that Jesus met her on the road and was just like, "You followed me all the way here."
但是耶稣就来遇见她，跟她说你跟随我，你一路你跟到这里。
And the end of the story is this.
但是在这个故事是这样结束的。
You don't need to be afraid.
不要害怕。
And then Mary.Gets to be the first evangelist.
那玛利亚她就成了第一个传这个好传福音、传好消息的人。
She gets to be the first person to see the resurrected Jesus and the first person to ever preach the gospel.
她成为了那个第一个看见复活主的人，她成为了第一个向众人传福音、传达好消息的人。
You can go to the next slide.
下一页。
This is the end of the story, guys.
这个是这个故事的结尾。
Revelations 1:17 tells us that John goes up into heaven.
在这个启示录第一章第十七节。
Sees the resurrected Jesus.
提到说复活的主。
Falls down on his feet, and Jesus' first words to him are, "Fear not."
当这个约翰他看到这个主的时候，他扑倒在主的面前，像死了一样。主就跟他说。
Revelations 21 tells us that the end of the story is that he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who is sitting on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new.
那在启示录二十一章里面，神跟我们提到说，神要擦去我们一切的眼泪，我们不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，以前的事情都要过去了。
This is the end of the story.
这个就是故事的结尾。
This is what happens if we choose to believe in that Galatians promise and not give up.
这个就是如果你相信在加拉太书里面的那个神的话语的话，这个就是你的结局。
If we keep choosing to daily love God and love other people.
如果我们选择我们每一天我们都去爱神，我们去爱我们身边的人。
You can go to the last slide here. It tells us in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
在雅各书第四章第八节里面说到，说当你亲近神的时候，神就必要来亲近你。
In Nepal, we cling to this promise.
我们在尼泊尔的时候经常想到这句话。
Because it's true.
真的是非常的真实。
Just like Mary.
就像玛利亚一样。
Even in the face of disappointment, even in the face of difficulty, even in the face of tribulation, if we choose to draw near to Jesus,
是当你面对这么多的困难，当你面对这么多的逼迫，面对这么多的失望的时候，当你来亲近主的时候，他就必要亲近你。
Even if the circumstances don't look like he's showing up，
即使这个状况看起来好像耶稣他不会显现的。
If we choose to draw near to Jesus，
但是你有没有选择来跟随他
？The promises，
这个神给我们的应许是
，just like he did for Mary，
就像他给玛利亚的应许一样
，he will draw near to us，
他会，他必要与你亲近。
This is what we've seen in Nepal.
这个就是我们在
time and time again.
在我们在尼泊尔不断反复所经历的。
For us, drawing near to Jesus looks like two very, very important ways.
当对于我们来说，亲近耶稣有两个非常重要的方式。
One is our prayer room.
一个就是祷告室。
We're nonstop as a community of brothers and sisters, as a family of brothers and sisters. We commit to being close to Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
我们这些弟兄姐妹，我们团体的，我们一起，我们二十四小时不间断的七天，我们每一天都来到神的面前。
And the result is we see him come.
那我们就看到耶稣他到我们当中来。
But the other way is also important.
第二个方式也非常的重要。
Matthew 25 tells us that whatever you do for the least of these, you do unto me.
那就像耶稣在二十五章马太福音二十五章说的，他说：“当你把这个事情做在最小的一个弟兄的身上，就是做在我的身上。”
So by actively, daily choosing to meet with the least of these, to meet with the poor, to love and give our lives away to them, that looks like we're actually meeting Jesus.
对于我们来说，那每一天我们去接纳这些可能别人最看不起的，或者说最小的这些人，我们去服侍他们，我们去跟他们在一起的时候，我们就是能够遇见主自己。
Jenny likes to tell people that as we draw near to the broken-hearted and the least of these, we get more blessed than they do because we're actually drawing near to Jesus.
那我们真的是每次当我们接近这些心里面破碎的人的时候，我们实在感觉到我们比他们接受到的更多，因为他们只不过接受到我们的帮助，但我们接受到的却是主自己的同在。
And what's beautiful is that he keeps his promise and he comes and draws near to us.
真的非常美的事情就是主他一定会信守承诺，他一定会要来就近我们。
That's how we've survived in Nepal.
这就是我们怎么样在尼泊尔这个地方我们可以存活下来。
That's how God has grown all that He's grown in Nepal.
这个就是神他在尼泊尔使我们的事工可以不断的扩大。
And I pray that it encourages you guys today.
我实在是祷告，愿这些话能够成为弟兄姐妹们的鼓励。
To not give up.
不要放弃。
But to actively choose to draw near to God.
要我们真的要主动的，我们要来亲近主。
Believing that He'll come.
我们相信主的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll hand it.